Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Hey, I am so glad that everyone has joined us today as we, on this happy good Thursday, are talking about our emotions. And these are emotions of all kinds, from anger to sadness, depression, anxiety, joy, faithfulness, all kinds of emotions. And what happens to us when we let our emotions begin to take control? What happens to us when we realize that, oops, maybe I overreacted? Or, oops, I'm stuck. How do you even know that you're stuck? How do you know that you're in this perpetual cycle, not being able to get out of where you're at, feeling, say, grief or feeling anger or feeling anxiety? Some of us have grown up with anxiety our whole life, so it feels weird not to have anxiety. I mean, you just do. You grew up as a child having anxiety because maybe family environments or whatever happened in brain space, and we began to experience anxiety, and we always have it. We just run at a low-level anxiety, which in turn can make you feel overwhelmed at times. So what do we do? How do we deal with these emotions? How do we keep these emotions in check? Because we do know that self-control is one of the fruits of the Spirit that we've got to keep developing. And I tell you, that is a real, real hard one, self-control. Because sometimes you just want to not have self-control. But what do? How do we walk in that place in our relationships? If you have relationships that are stuck in cycles, then you need to stop. You need to check your emotions and find out what's going on. What is driving this feeling? What is making me feel the way that I do? And usually what you're going to find is a lie that you believe. Usually you're going to find a stuck place that you've made a vow, or you might find a generational thing. Maybe your mom's felt this way or your dad's been this way, so you're this way too. It doesn't mean that you have to stay in that place. Just begin to be willing to explore. If you're not willing to explore, then you for sure are going to stay stuck. And we know that God doesn't want us stuck, because we can't walk out the presence and what he wants us to walk out. He wants us to fulfill the destiny and all the giftings that he's given to us. He wants us to do that. So if you're stuck, well, you can't really do that. So what do you do? How do you deal with it? I was in a conversation with my daughter just the other day, and we were talking about how suddenly you get kind of down in this funk, and you're like, why am I in this funk? And things aren't going the way you want them to. And you wish things would be faster. You wish things would be slower. You wish things would be different. Whatever it is that you wish, and you're kind of in this funk. People, we get those all the time. That doesn't mean that you're bad or that you're some sort of major sinner or walking in sin. I mean, I guess it could mean that. But we all have to deal with those kind of feelings. So what do you do? How do you deal with those kind of feelings? Well, one of the first things you have to do is begin to dig down into that kind of feeling. What is really going on? And usually you're going to find some sort of disappointment, some sort of stress that you haven't dealt with, some sort of stress that you haven't let go of. And you're going to have to dig down into there and find it so that you can, well, let go of it, pray about it, add faithfulness to it, find out what the disappointment is about. Is there something that you can do about that disappointment, or is it not? Or you're just going to live with a disappointment? Sometimes you can't change disappointments, but you can change how you react to disappointments. Sometimes if you're really anxious, you're really worried, say you have a child that's kind of gone off the rails, as parents, You know, we know what that feels like. No one's ever been perfect parent, except maybe God. But we all know what that feels like. Being scared and worried about a child. Maybe a child is sick. Maybe a child is dealing with something. Maybe a child is drugs or some other sort of addiction. Or maybe their relationship is going to the pits and you're worried about them. So what do you do with those feelings? Well, you have to dig down into them. Face really what the biggest fear is. My child's on drugs. What is your biggest fear? And begin to face it and begin to pray into that fear. Pray into that fear and bring faith into that fear. But if you just run on the low anxiety and you don't stop and you don't recognize, oh, that's what I'm feeling, then you're going to just keep that cycle. You've got to be able to stop, take a minute, and just dig down deep into that. Imagine your the worst fear. And then you know, oh, my worst fear is that they might die. Usually we, in the counseling where we got, you know, catastrophizing, that we catastrophize everything. Now they're, you know, their marriage is going to fall apart. And once their marriage falls apart, then the kids are going to get damaged and hurt. And then there's not going to be any money. Now I'm going to have to help them out with money. Now I don't have enough money to even be able to help myself. And then the kids are going to be detrimented and they're going to have problems. And you can just keep going down the list. So we over-catastrophize what's going to be happening. But if you don't pay attention to that's really what you're doing, then how can you stop it? You're just feeling it. Which, as we know, demons will help you feel it. They'll give you all kind of catastrophizing ideas so that you will be able to be anxious about it and spend sleepless nights worrying about it or whatever it is that they're trying to do, get you into such a deep funk that you'll just be so depressed that you just won't want to do anything. Maybe you're fighting with isolation, loneliness. You know, if you don't work at staying connected, you will never feel connected. You're the one that has to connect with people. But most of the time, people who are dealing with this kind of a feeling, they sit back and they want people to connect with them. So if you think about it, you have to dive into that. What is that feeling? What is that thought that you have? I'm isolated and I'm alone. And it keeps you from reaching out. It keeps you from making the phone call. It keeps you from moving forward, saying hello to the person at church, saying hello to the person in the grocery store, getting involved. It keeps you from doing it. So what is a lie? What is it that you're believing? Because it's there. And your emotions are just the fruit of whatever lie that you are believing. Now we know Ecclesiastics gives us a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance. And it goes on and on talking about the different seasons that we can live in. So all of those things, Jesus is not ever saying, do not feel. I mean, there are some people that pray for other people and they have all kinds of feelings. They feel, you know, their stomach hurting or they feel this knee hurting. They know that that means somebody needs help. Or they feel something that somebody, when they have a word for them. Some people have that gift. But God gave us feelings. Feelings are a barometer as to where we are in our spiritual walk. Doesn't mean that you have to be joyful all the time. Jesus wasn't. I mean, he wasn't like happy dancing all the time. He grieved. He cried. He also laughed. He does call us to have faith. Not faith without feelings, but faith with every feeling and faith to go forward and faith to go, because somewhere in there, praying into that thing, praying faith into that, whatever it is that you're feeling and changing it, is going to help you get to where you're going. So don't despise the emotions that you have, but learn how to dig into them. So that you can figure out what it is that you are feeling and why you are feeling it. sometimes it takes a little bit, so you might have to pray about it. You know, he doesn't want you to pretend. He wants you to walk in truth. He wants you to learn how to love others. Oh my, and that's so hard sometimes. I've met a lot of people in my office that sometimes it's hard. But you know, I have to pray. I have to pray into that. I have to pray and ask Jesus to give me the love that I need to be able to help someone. Give me the love that I need to help them move forward. Give them the love that I need to go into that situation. If you've got a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, or somebody that you're struggling with, ask Jesus for the love. For the love. And he's not asking, you know, he doesn't want you to fake it. He doesn't say fake it until you make it. That's not Jesus. He wants us to make it. But he wants it to be real. Because that's what he is. He's real. In Romans 12:9, it says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong and hold tightly to what is good. So if you're being isolated and alone, ask Jesus to help you love more. Help others who are in your situation. Look for those others. Send cards. Send notes. People love getting those sort of little things. But you can find a way to change what is going on. Real quick here, I love what Galatians 6:9 says, and I took it out of the Passion Translation just because I think it just kind of talks about normal things here. Galatians 6:9, and don't allow yourselves to be weary or disheartened in planting good seeds, for the seed of reaping the wonderful harvest you've planted is coming. So you get to learn how to pray with faith, in faith. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that this will give you guys a clue to be able to start digging down into some of those emotions so those nasty demons can't pull you off to the side and trick you into going the wrong way. Learn how to love. Thank you for joining me today. I hope everyone has a blessed day. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.